Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back for another episode, an efficient episode 2B of the All Things Bengals podcast. Drake, busy man right now. Me as well. We got some emergency news. Drake, how you doing, bro?
Doing good, bro. Just cooking at work. Same with you. I guess we're both cooking at work here.
No doubt, bro. Actually, like, I just got off work. Bro, obviously, I've been self-employed for years. But now I'm back in a different mode working with the team. And like, it reminds me of when I started working years back. I would talk to people after work. Bro, I talked with people for 2 hours after work, bro. What am I doing? That's ridiculous, bro. What the fuck, bro? So yeah, guys, it's led to this episode being all jumbled up. We're kind of Euro stepping through our crazy schedules. I was texting Drake just a couple minutes ago. We're like, hey, man, you know, maybe tonight, blah, blah, blah. We're like, how about right now? He's like, yo, it's got to be XYZ time. I'm like, we're going to do it. So this is going to be an efficient episode tonight. But we got multiple substantial news. Drake, why don't you break it to us, bro? What happened?
Yeah, so, you know, a couple days ago, I got drunk. We weren't able to record that night. And then Bengals, you were sick. right. You were sick last night. So, yeah. You know, we go through the night of that. And then we get to last night when you were sick. So, yeah, it was good to hold it off because of the news we got today. You get Brian Callahan, right? We had the thought all along that he was going to be hired as head coach. I think you said Tennessee was a good fit for him. I think you said that last episode, if I'm not mistaken. Tennessee, they hire him. He's going out there, Tennessee. And as expected, you know, Dan Pitcher moved up to offensive coordinator. You know, they brought in Andy Dickerson for an interview, guy out there in Seattle. But I think all along the hope was that you could get Dan Pitcher back as your offensive coordinator next season.
That's right. Yep. I mean, bro, it's exactly what we talked about, that once it happened, we knew with how aggressive the coaching searches were for Brian this year. Oh, shit, four teams, one of them's getting them this year. It was going to happen. How was the steps after that going to be handled? We were hoping that Dan, on this little tour he had, wasn't going to get too enticed. And look, bro, we talked about it all along. Like, I knew last year. I mean, and not to say it's some genius. It was obvious that Dan Pitcher was the guy. He's been around for years. He's been in Joe's ear for years. I heard him speak on podcasts, you know, because he barely ever speaks anywhere, you know. But yeah, like with Dave Lapham, I'm like, this young man is incredible. Like, he is absolutely equipped. Football junkie, football connections, whole life, played college, blah, blah, blah. Like, he was ready, you know, for a position to be like this.
I mean, he's 2 years removed from being in the organization for 10 years total. People crazy, forget, you know, bro. He came up. Let me see real quick. He's young. I know he came on as an offensive assistant and worked his way up. But, you know, I had a lot of mixed opinions today, at least on my page and whatnot. People, oh, he's 37. But, you know, people thinking that this is I'll point out some quotes of people said, you know, it's a boring hire. The Bengals need to switch it up. They need to get fresh blood. I heard a lot of things going around today. I think people not knowing really who Dan Pitcher is. More through this process, it was like, I hope we, you know, it's the hope that we get Dan Pitcher back for OC, because there's so many teams out there over the last couple, you know, off seasons where he has been a rising coach in the NFL. And at 37 years old, nowadays, it's the young coaches, you know, coming in that are really helping change everything else, you know, player coach, stuff like that. So I think Dan, in the fact of him working up close with Joe for, you know, his entire career now, I think that gives you a little more comfortability. It's not like you have some random guy. I think you bring in an outside guy, then you gotta almost, not like you gotta switch up everything entirely, but yeah. I think Dan, knowing everything that's going on around here and whatnot, this was just a well-deserved opportunity for him. And I'm glad that, you know, it's finally official. We don't have to worry about, oh, Dan Pitcher following Brian Callahan to Tennessee or anything like that. I think actually Bill Callahan's expected to go to Tennessee. So, I mean,
script can't write itself any better, bro. You know, it's like, what a proud opportunity for a father, you know, to see his son get, I mean, one of the most prestigious jobs, you know, in America. Utmost respect, you know, all positions like of entertainment wise, like 32 positions, man. You got that. You're only 38 years old, 37 years old. He may be 40. I don't know. He's fucking young. Fuck yeah, dude. The Titans O-line has been perennially ass, bro. Like Bengals level outside of 23, you know, where ours got better. Theirs has been a literally like 32nd rank for like 3-5 years now. But yeah, bro. I mean, Dan,
I think a lot of people's concern with, or at least some of the concern today with Dan Pitcher, which was confusing, was like people wanted Andy Dickerson because they thought that it was going to somehow change the offensive line or something. And we've been preaching on the podcast all along. It's like, if you want to get better, you have to get more athletic on that offensive line. So you can only coach so much, right? And it comes back to that. So it's like, I love the Dan Pitcher hire. I think he's another guy who, if the Bengals say come out, win the Super Bowl next year, which you've been predicting, you know, Dan Pitcher, come on, offensive coordinator, go to the bowl, win it. Oh. If that happens, I wouldn't be shocked if Dan Pitcher's the head coach next year. So this is, it's kind of fun because this is where the Zach Taylor coaching tree has began. You know, you got Brian Callahan going to Tennessee, not much interest out of Lou Anarumo this offseason. Seems like a lot of teams are going after that offensive mindset in today's game because you have so many offensive coaches. And, you know, you get Lou back, which I love that.
No doubt, bro. I love it too. And yeah, man, I mean, with how much we talked about the Dan Pitcher transition, I could see how fans could think that this is a stale move, right?
Right. Like a conservative move. Yeah.
Exactly. This is a sideways horizontal moving, you know, transaction. How much is really elevating your team? Look, yes. From what I learned, Dan Pitcher did have a little bit of say with offensive game planning. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know a ton of Dan Pitcher's move. Like, he did not have a ton to say. Troy Walters may have even had more say than Dan Pitcher with the play scheme.
Yeah, I think we talked about it, though, because they kind of split it up, right, with Brian and all the guys. I think Dan was helping out with third downs and stuff we talked about. So, I mean, I saw some good things. Yeah, I mean, our third down, especially with Jake Browning, man, that's another thing people are sleeping on. I think that's why you see Brian Callahan get a head coaching position, is because he was able to have a guy like Jake Browning win you football games and potentially get you into the playoffs there nearly. But, yeah, man, Dan Pitcher coming on, bro. I think him working more firsthand with Burrow has more positives than what people would really think. I think he knows. I mean, granted, we know, you know, Brian and Zach, these are top guys at the time. So they still know Joe. But the fact is, this guy is with Joe more than any other coach on the staff on a daily basis. So I think bringing Pitch in, bro, he deserved it. It was a much deserved promotion for him. But now it's all about, you know, you don't have to start over, right? You have everything in place for next season, and pretty much everything should be ready and good to go. I mean, I don't know the status on Troy Walters. He's another guy we were kind of thinking about this offseason. Could he, you know, potentially leave, get like an offensive coordinating position? Because he's also been another coach that has been rising in terms of. And that's what, I mean, the Bengals in general, the staff has just been rising. I like Dan Pitcher and Troy Walters. Those are two guys that
deserve it. Oh, bro, like, I haven't heard much at all with Troy's name this year. There's still
more
that are open. So yeah, I mean, it'd definitely be a bummer to see him go. But yeah, man. Who's the new quarterback's coach now? Brian
or Brad Cragthorpe or something. I think that's how you say it.
That's it. Yeah, he was the cool, kind of like something under the quarterback's coach. He was
assistant. I think it's literally assistant quarterback's coach or something like that.
You might as well call a quarterback's coach predecessor. Like, you that's just it. Like, when something falls apart, you know, you're going to be the guy to step in. Yeah, bro. Like, I think Dan can add that next level of juice. Look, it's what we talked about all along with what we perceived this offense to be. Speak for you entirely, you know, at least with what we talked about, but largely with me, it's like, it wasn't about just getting good. It was about at the speed at which you got better and how much you tweaked the things that worked versus didn't work, how much you used them, blah, blah, blah. It was never horrid, but it just wasn't as sufficient as it should have been with the premium talent you had.
Yeah.
To a what exact degree? That the best quarterback and the best wide receiver, the best receiver two, the best receiver three, a quality running back, a decent O-line with some decent tangibles, you know, his phenomenal technicians. How exactly much better or how much did they cover up Brian's flaws? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if anybody can identify that exact percentage or number, but there was always more to be desired with how the offense ran. This is an offense that is built with the talent led by Joe to be a perennially number one offense. And it was. I feel like Dan could add that extra juice. What does that juice look like? By simply buying into the concept that we will be a chameleon against defenses. Instilling your will is important. Yes, we do have better wide receivers. Yes, we do have more talent. Yes, we do have the best processor on the field that'll pick everything apart like a Tom Brady, and he will take what he gives him because he's patient and lethal and blah, 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 blah. You can still operate in more facets. You can operate in, well, now you're going to focus on tight ends this year. Dan's probably going to be like, yo, we got to get two more tight ends that could be on the field. We have to implement a high level of 12 and 13 personnel. We're going to kind of dip from living and dying off the production of three-star wide receivers. It's going to have to be two. I feel like that's where it's going. Four phenomenal pass catchers, but a tight end in there to help sculpt up a more efficient run game to create more balance. I think Dan is going to give that. I feel like he will. What's the proof? I don't know. Not fucking rocket science. We talked about it with the offenses that are left in the league right now. The four that are left, we know how they operate. High level, 12, 13 personnel's tied in that can win outside, inside, and block sufficiently enough. Get it? Like, I think Dan's going to get that, and I think it's going to show. So, I love it. I mean, dude, like, it's hard for a fucking coordinator to bomb this job. Like, you must suck ass if you make this offense look like dog shit, if Joe Burrow's not hampered. Like, look who we got.
Exactly. I think some people were comparing it kind of like maybe scared in a way because of Ken Dorsey. You know, he was a quarterback's coach there for a long time, finally gets the chance to become the offensive coordinator. I think that's why maybe some people were having some uncertainty about the hire, but I don't know, man. I think that Dan Pitcher, he just seems like one of those guys that has it, man. Seems like one of those coaches that, I don't know. I think we talked about it a while. You actually predicted it last year. You said that you think Brian Callahan was going to be a head coach before Lou Anarumo. So, I mean, and we also talked about the possibility of potentially Dan Pitcher could be a head coach before Lou. So there's always things that you got to work out anytime, you know, with an offense. But when you have a group of skill guys like this, I mean, like you said, how hard could it really be? You would have to be absolutely terrible. But this is an offense, man, that next year we have to see a top three offensive statistically offense, because this is what this offense is. It should not be nothing less than that. So, man, Dan Pitcher, congrats, man. I'm happy for him. He finally, you know, got the call up, and now he's going to be the offensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yep, and it's going to be for two seasons. Then he'll be gone. He'll be a head coach. That's my prediction.
You don't think? Say the Bengals win the Super Bowl. Isn't there a possibility that he becomes the head coach?
I thought of that. It's just, yeah, it could. It's just like, I don't know how many teams would he. I don't know. I guess so, because like Zach missed. You know what? Yes. That's right. I don't know why. I guess I kind of got caught up, but dismissed the reality that Zach and Brian did not direct all plays as OCs. Ain't that kind of surprising? Like, we're kind of like paving a new path with this level of prevalence of guys becoming head coaches and not calling plays. That's pretty fucking rare, dude. Yeah. Like, we did with two of them now. And Dan may be the third, you know, if Zach continues calling the plays. But I was like, Dan may be too young. The transition may be too quick. And that's why I'm kind of saying, like, I don't know. You know, they didn't. So maybe. Yeah, bro. Overall, I'm going to take a swig of my drink real quick here in a sec. But, like,
yeah. I didn't even know this. Back in 2012 to 2015, he was a scouting assistant.
Where at?
He was a scouting. Sorry about that. He was a scouting assistant at Indianapolis from 2012 to 2013, and then 2014 to 2015, he was a pro scout. So,
I mean, also this, bro, like what we gave a ton of praise for Brian for Jake Browning. Who the fuck groomed Jake Browning? Like. I'm excited about it. Like, where the concerns come from, I get why there should be questions. I don't know how one could be concerned. So, kind of where I lie with it. I love it. I think it's great. Credit to Zach. It's a proud head coach moment, you know, to see you guys that you believe to build with. Right. And get to that premium level, you know, and that's why, you know, like everybody's saying, like you've been saying, you know, the tree has begun, the Zach Taylor tree. Let's see if it's great. I think Brian's going to do a good job, man. He's got a lot to do in Tennessee. I'm excited for Tennessee fans because, you know, even though Mike Vrabel was phenomenal, we had a couple really good coaches this year, you know, throughout the league, choose to part ways, you know, because not everything fits anymore. And Tennessee got with a young offensive mind that's been around greatness. They've been around the Peyton Mannings. They've been around the Joe Burrow. They've been around the Matthew Staffords. They've been around the great quarterbacks and have won everywhere they've gone. Brian has been to the playoffs like fucking 6-7 seasons, like out of 11 years coaching or something like that. I mean, yeah, he's been Super Bowl, man. So. Good for them. And no, T is not a fucking Titan. Got to throw that shit out there. He's not going to the fucking Titans, yo.
That's what a lot of people are saying. They're like, thanks, man. Thanks for T.
Yeah, right, bro. Like, I wouldn't even Treylon Burks. That dude can't stay fucking healthy. But, yeah, bro. I mean, that's pretty much the main things we wanted to get to in this pod, guys. This one was a really efficient one tonight. Yeah, like I said, we had a couple nights, me and Drake, we tried to record two nights ago after the Brian news and last night again, and then we texted late last night after, you know, the plans to record fell through. We're like, hey, man, you know, this will probably work out tomorrow because we'll probably get the Dan news. So, pretty dope to see that come to fruition now. And, yeah, man, you know, fucking excited for this offseason. You know, hopefully we can get a healthy Joe Burrow for all of it. Dan can get his hands on all of it. Man, big pause. He's getting his hands on all of it. Big pause. Man, maybe Dan's got a bit more of a say with fucking drafting dudes. Because if so, bro, can you please put in a favor to do whatever the fuck it takes to try to get Brock Bowers or like Jatavion Sanders, like, or just some big tight ends, plural? Like, we need to revamp this tight end room. I mean, we've already talked about that, but Yeah, man.
That might be why he's, I mean, that might be why he's such a rising coach and stuff, because he's got that background in scouting and whatnot. And I think when you look for a head coach, that might be, I mean, granted, players or coaches should know how to scout anyways, but yeah, man.
No doubt. No doubt. Like, just to add quickly, I'm like, with my limited knowledge with fucking college prospects, especially right now, it's so young, not even, you know, combines and shit, but I love size, man. Like, I just want to get beast. Like, dudes that are just tough to fucking deal with outside. Like, it's funny, I never knew Mike Evans was 6'5". I think I mentioned this to you before or something. Like, what a damn fool of me to diss on Mike Evans. Like, not avidly, but just kind of discard him as a top 10 guy. I know you love him. He's incredible. 6'5". We got multiple dudes in the draft like that, dude. Like, how awesome would it be for Dan Pitcher to capitalize on some probably mid-round picks of literally 6'7", 6'6", tight ends that are athletic? Like, bro, imagine that in this offense. A 6'7", two. Bro, you could get two of them. End of day two, day three, maybe day three, of just beast, bro. And like,
yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, can you hear me? All right, yep. Shit, I just had a phone call. Yeah, bro. Yeah, man. I mean, if Dan can get his, can get his hands on these guys as well. Pause again. My lady keeps fucking texting me. She's probably wondering why I'm recording at this time. But yeah, man. Essentially, that'll do it. Excited for Dan. Happy for Brian. And
Dan the man.
Yep, no doubt. D Pitch. Danny P. That's what I'll call him. Danny P, the new OC. I like that.
Danny P, make the money go green. Huh?
No doubt. I mean, hey, Danny P, the soon HC. That'll be the man after we go fucking 15-2, 6-1 and win the fucking bowl.
Yeah, because Joe Burrow gets defensive play callers fired. Joe Burrow gets them hired as head coaches. Offensive play
goalers. Hey, yeah, I like that, bro. Fuck, I thought I came up. I thought of another saying. What is it? Nah, I don't even remember. It may have been that. That's fire. He gets DC's fired, OC's hired. That's fire. yeah, man, that'll do it. Appreciate you all for listening to this other episode of the All Things Bengals podcast.
Peace.
Peace out, brother. Thanks, y'all.